Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Joel chapter 3, I was reading a list of sordid sins in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. We saw that through repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and resurrection, we are justified and cleansed from all our sin. Let's listen as we get into the study today. Listen as I read from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. Now understand, just these four things here. Fornicators, those are sexual sins of any kind, whether it's bestiality, incest, what have you. That's what it's talking about. It's a general term for sexual sin. Idolaters, those that make things to worship. The Lord said not even make an image of anything in heaven. We have a living God. We don't need a metal God that doesn't breathe, think, or anything on its own. We need a living God. And He is the living God. He created us. And so He tells us that, and then He also says adulterers. Adulterers are those that cheat on their spouse in marriage. He called for the death penalty. Matter of fact, all these called for the death penalty in the Bible, in the Old Testament. Nor effeminate. The homosexual, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, that is sexual perversion of the worst kind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, the revelers is a social drinking partying crowd, nor extortioners. Now he says, none of these shall inherit the kingdom of God. Boy, that sounds pretty tough, doesn't it? But listen to the next verse, verse 11. Of 1 Corinthians 6. And such were some of you. You see, you used to be, but you're not any longer. Why? He says, but you're washed. How are you washed? By the blood of Jesus Christ. But you're sanctified. How are you sanctified? You're set apart by God when you come to Him. Set apart from your sin. Set apart from your penalty. And set unto God as His child and even His bride. But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of your God. You see, He changes you if you come to Him in repentance and faith. If you give Him your heart and life and let Him do what is necessary, He can take away that sin and whatever it is. Even those in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11. And they say of them, such were. Well, that can be said of you. Such were. But you must give your heart and life to Jesus Christ. Let Him be your Lord and God. Yes, He loves you. He loves you. Surrender your life to Him completely. Give Him complete control of you. He will do it. He can change you. I hope that you will. Now, He will judge those in our text who don't have Christ as their Lord and Savior. He will judge them for their wickedness is great. You know, the word wicked is defined here as bad, wicked, evil, mischievous. The implication, as the word was used in that day, meant they have not the ability to come to God's required standard. Well, let me tell you something. None of us do have that ability. We come to God admitting we're a sinner. We can't save ourselves. And we turn to Him to take our sin from us and to make us what He wants us to be. In Revelation chapter 9, verse 20 and 21, you see, there we read of people who would not repent, who would not turn to Him, regardless of the judgments that God was pouring out upon the world at that time. It says in Revelation chapter 9, verse 20 and 21, by the way, those judgments are a time to come called the tribulation period, in which if you're saved now, you'll be caught out and won't have to go through it. But in verse 20 and 21, Revelation 9 says, and the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. And you see what God says about these various types of images they make, and even the images that people make of Jesus Christ on the cross, and they worship it. An image doesn't talk, doesn't even breathe, doesn't do any of that. The true worshipers of the Lord worship Him in spirit and in truth. Get into His Word. That is truth. Thy Word is truth, Jesus said. And with His Holy Spirit in you, you think, you meditate on the Word of God, and let Him speak to you. And you pray to Him in His Spirit in that manner. Verse 21 of Revelation 9 says, neither repented they of their murders, for example, abortion. And we have so many things going on now, what ISIS does, what these gangs do, M13 and all these other ones do around the world now. They repented not of their murders, nor of their sorcery. Sorcery is the Greek word pharmakeia, from which we get the word pharmacy today. It has the idea in the Greek of black magic with the use of drugs. Of course, we have a drug culture today. Nor their fornication, as we said, a general term for sexual promiscuity, nor of their thefts. Now, God is not fooled by empty words of religion. He is not fooled by lips that say a right prayer, but it's a heart of easy believism that doesn't want to go to hell, but wants not God to ruin their lifestyle. There's no repentance. There's no turning to Him as Lord. I get concerned about some of these that talk about all their conversions they're having, but there's no change in their life. All they do is add God's name to their perversions. They drink alcohol. Some get drunk in the name of God, in the name of beer and Bible. Some have their rock and roll concert in the church. They stand up and they're shaking back and forth. And sometimes it's just the blended music. It's not even the hard rock yet that's in their church. But the people get the moving and the swaying. And men sit out there in lust. And some of you men that are letting your daughters and your wives stand up there and sing, you've got men lusting after the body of your wives and your daughters. Just understand what you're doing in the holy place called God's house. And ask yourself, is this the right thing for us to do? You see, the world's way does not like that. But you see, they think of a prayer of asking the Lord to save them as like hocus pocus. Say these words, it'll happen. No, it's a heart thing. For with a heart man believes unto righteousness. And too many of these are just these kind of salvation decisions that have no thing in it whatsoever of repentance and faith in the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ. My friend, we're going to go on today, but before I do, I just want to say this. If you're not sure if you died, that heaven's your home. You have religion, but you don't have salvation, then why not? Why not right where you are? Call upon the Lord to save you. Say, you know what? I'm just not sure how to go about this. Again, go to our website. And on our website, I have the plan of salvation on the front page, and you can even click on and listen to it. If you don't read it, you can listen to it. Look in your yellow pages. I don't even know if they do that anymore, but you can Google it or something else and find out where there is a good, independent, fundamental Baptist church that doesn't have this rock and roll, that doesn't use so many different Bible versions, but uses our King James Bible. Call up there and find out if the pastor's in. Ask the pastor if you can talk to him about your lost soul. Oh, he'll be so happy to come and talk to you. My friend, pastor doesn't have to be present. Just listen on our website, and it will lead you on how to get saved and to follow the Lord. So I hope that you'll do that. Now let's continue here, because we're going to go on to verse 14 and maybe even verse 15. As a matter of fact, let me read both verses. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. Now, again, let me just say this. When any of you are preaching or teaching the word, whether it's in a church or in a Sunday school class or just somebody you work with at work or in your neighborhood, that teaching or preaching of the word must do two things. And by the way, preaching a lot of times is referring to just really witnessing the word as it is to men as they are. But nonetheless, it should accomplish two things. First, it must never contradict the context in which it was written. Rather, it should fit in with the context. And secondly, it should never contradict any other part of the Bible. Why? Well, we're told in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21, no scripture is of private interpretation. What does that mean? That means that no scripture will contradict any other part of the Bible. Okay, it won't do it. It just won't do it. So if you have taught something from the Bible and it contradicts another part of the Bible, then you have misunderstood that passage. Regardless who's teaching it, the passage is misunderstood. It's taught in a way that it really contradicts other parts of the Bible. Now, verses 9 through 12, I'm just kind of reviewing here. Look at the word telling the armies of the world and all their people to get ready. He's coming. And the people had asked in Revelation 13, who can make war with the beast? Well, now they're going to find out. And we saw that God begins to command his armies in heaven. And he tells the angel to put in his sickle to reap the earth, for it is ripe with its sin and degradation. The fats are ready to be threshed and squeezed. The harvest of the grapes of wickedness are ready to be reaped in the wrath of God. Wow. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible.